السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum. We are here near Haram Hazrat Abbas, and I want to talk to a lady who has the honor of being the pilgrim of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Hazrat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
What is your name?
My name is Sara Bukhari and I've come from London. I'm a student of international politics and I work for a channel, a media channel.
Good. Which media?
It's called Safir TV. It's recently launched in Muharram, or over Ramadan period, but recently during Muharram. And it features Ahlbayt media in the English language across the world.
Very good. Have you been to Karbala before this?
Alhamdulillah, this is like my 9th trip to Karbala. So since I was 15 years old, I'm 21 now, I've had various opportunities. But Arba'een time, this is my 3rd time. And I find that every time you come, it's a different experience entirely. People always say, you know, when should I come for ziyarah? Should I come during Arba'een period or during other seasons? But in all honesty, each season has its own benefits. And this time is phenomenal in the sense that the most people visit Karbala at this time. And it's amazing being part of that crowd.
Can you tell a little about differences between this trip and other trips? I'm just talking about the differences between this spiritual journey and other journeys.
Arba'een for me, I think, is mainly in the 3-day walk from Najaf to Karbala. And this is a distinct aspect of the Arba'een trip because during this time you have the ability to witness the generosity of the pilgrims for the love of Imam Hussein. You find a lot of service being carried out in his name and you really understand what the meaning of love is from here. You understand a very humanitarian perspective of Imam Hussein's message because everybody unites under this banner of serving him and loving him for the sake of God and for the sake of humanity. In other seasons, I think you get more of a personal time in the Haram, so you get to visit Abu Fadl alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and it's very private because you can go to the Zari, you can go to the shrine, you can send your salams, you can really pour out your emotion. But in this time, I think it's more a time of unity in the Muslim Ummah. I think it is the world's largest gathering, world's largest peace gathering. So in terms of globalization, it brings together people of all different backgrounds, different nationalities, different creeds, different religions. You'll even see Christians and Sikhs here, which is phenomenal. Even me being a Westerner and being here, people get surprised at the fact that you've come all the way from London to actually display your love for Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. It's truly an honor to be part of this crowd because you feel as if it's also in relation to the 12th Imam. You feel this huge connection with him in this time because the people who are walking are displaying these attributes of one who is literally a servant to him. And to be classified as a servant to him, it's an amazing honor, and you really do feel the benefits of being in the mercy and the generosity of the Ahl Bayt in this time.
And can you tell our audience why such a thing happens? People try to serve pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
I think the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is so incredible that anybody who falls in love with him wants to not only love him, not only love God because he died for the path of God and for the path of truth, but you end up falling in love with the principles that he had. Imam Hussein alayhi salam as a person was the most generous person. You find on the day of Ashura he gave water to the people who he knew were going to kill him and murder him and his family. Even so, they displayed acts of animosity and envy and hatred towards him, he still always replied with love and compassion and mercy to mankind. And even on the day of Ashura, you find that Imam Hussein puts his cheek on the cheek of John the Slave, a black man, an African man who's come from various different continents, but Imam Hussein brings him under his army. You also find Umm al-Wahhab, who's the mother of Wahhab, who's also a Christian man who was passing on the day of Ashura. He wasn't particularly Muslim, he definitely wasn't Shia, but Imam Hussein had this love for him. Similarly, I think in Arvain time, when you serve the lovers of Imam Hussein, you feel this beauty because it's a connection between you and Allah. You see, even Prophet Isa a.s. is somebody that they say in his Last Supper, he washed the feet of his disciples. He looked after the people who were around him. And he did this as a prophet of Allah to show that humility is a key to reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think in this time, in the name of Imam Hussein, when people love Imam Hussein, they literally want to love everything to do with him. They want to love each other. They want to love him. They want to love the people who love him. And that's why you say, Inni salmul liman salamakum, I'm at peace with those who are at peace with you. Because you really do fall in love with the entire, the width and the vastness of this love encompasses everybody. Similarly, Imam Hussein is just, it really emphasizes the aspect of service in Islam. Islam is a religion of service. Whether you are a king or you are a poor person, everybody has this aspect of giving and generosity. And Ahl Bayt al-Islam are known to be the most generous of mankind, and I think this is why we spend our time giving. Just some people here are phenomenal. They literally spend their entire year saving up money just so they can buy things just to give out to the Zawar and the pilgrims. It really puts your life into perspective, especially as a Westerner, because you feel as if we can be so selfish in our lifestyles. We can be very focused on the materialism of our own lifestyles. But you come here and you see people who give away everything that they have for the sake of Aba Abdullah. It really is a lesson of humility above all, and it's amazing to be a part of it.
Thank you. And the last question, what do you want from Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I think if he ever looked at me as his servant, I think I would feel accomplished in life, because I never want to have the arrogance to say that I'm a servant of Hussein, but I pray that in his eyes he sees me as that, because as a human being there's nothing more that you want than to be in the realms of their mercy and actually encompass the values that they had. If I can, by the end of my life, say that I've lived a life in the service of Hussein, because from him I learn how to love, I learn how to give, I learn the meaning of truth, I learn the meaning of justice, I learn the meaning of equality in mankind. If I can encompass these values in my own lifestyle, I'd say that I'm a person who died successful. And like Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'aba, they die with a certainty that they died in the path of Allah. If I can die with that message in the name of Hussein, with the love of Hussein, I feel as if I'll be successful. And this is why ziyarah is so important. I've been coming on ziyarah since I was about 6 years old, 7 years old, and every time I come, I build on this relationship between me and my imam. When you have the ability to build on your relationship, you realize that they're not people who are dead, they are alive. So when you visit them, they are literally your teacher. They can be a scholar, they can be somebody who gives to you, somebody who teaches you, somebody who loves you. And when they do that, you realize that this connection is so alive that there's nothing, no one is more alive than Imam Hussein in my life. So for me, he is the biggest inspiration, biggest role model in my life to become like him in the service of him. And inshallah, that's what I pray for myself and everybody else who's also present here in Arba'in in Karbala.
Inshallah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Dear listeners, please stay with us.
Hope you have instilled in our heart, in a world where hopes disappear. Peace you have ingrained in our soul, in a time when peace becomes rare. Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein plan to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new land.
I want to talk to a pilgrim of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What's your name, sir?
Muhammad Ali.
Where do you come from?
Germany.
So you're German. How many times have you been to Karbala on Arbaeen?
Two times. It's my second time now.
Okay, did you get here on food?
Everywhere. So you get food everywhere.
No. Did you get here? Did you walk to Karbala from Najaf?
Yes, we walked.
Can you talk a little about the atmosphere on the way to Karbala?
It's a nice experience, and a lot of people, and you meet many people, you get to know many people.
Don't you want to talk about the Iraqis' hospitality? That is the way they treated you?
And you say, like, they love guests, and if you need something, they also let you come into your house if you want, for example, to take a shower. They open the doors for you. They invite you to eat, and they love guests.
How does this journey differ from other journeys?
So it depends from the spiritual atmosphere and many people, friendly people, and it's very crowded, and it's amazing how crowded it is, how many people come, and how many people like to join in this spiritual atmosphere.
What makes people walk such a long distance toward Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
The love to Imam Hussein, to Ahl Bayt, and remembering the Islamic resistance.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask you about a thing you will want from God under the dome of Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
The unity of all Muslims, of Shia and Sunni Muslims, and of all races and nations, and guidance of my family who are all non-Muslims. And victory of Palestine, of the people in Iraq, Afghanistan, Burma, Central Africa, and everywhere.
We hope so. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Dear listeners, thanks for being with us. For now, bye.
Every clean soul and this planet will shout your name. Oh, Hussein. The pain like you did. No one faced the pain like you did. No one's the same. Oh. Tears drop, tears drop when voices are coming from my heart, from my heart. These words are coming.